Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Fed announced that they were not doing any new raises in interest rates, and they may not be planning any. The markets are up right now. The Dow Jones, 465 points. It is past 37,057. It is good news for America. This goes beyond being good news for one political party or another political party. Over half of American households, have some stake in the stock market, either 401ks or retirement accounts or personal investments. And the kind of day that we're having today is a day worth celebrating. Has Congress contributed to any of this? Not exactly. Right now they are deeply involved in a very close vote that could go either way, though most experts believe that the Republicans will remain virtually unanimous, including a bunch of Republicans who had expressed doubts about this. But if they do remain unanimous, they will succeed in passing a resolution that sets up a formal impeachment inquiry. It doesn't equal impeaching President Biden, not yet, but it will give power to the committees investigating President Biden, and will give them power to pursue the possible grounds for his impeachment. There are also comments about that and bitter debate going on about that. Speaking of bitter debate, the United Nations General Assembly, which is different from the Security Council because it has more than 100 members, not 15 members, and it doesn't have anyone with a veto power. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. The United States, Israel, and 8 other countries were the only ones to come out against the non-binding resolution. There are about 23 countries that abstained. So the other countries that came out against the non-binding resolution to demand a ceasefire were Austria, Czechia, which is the former Czech Republic, Guatemala, Liberia, Micronesia, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, and Paraguay, which it's kind of tough to figure out what exactly those countries have in common. But one of the things that they have in common is decency. Austria in particular fought at the United Nations headquarters during the meeting of the General Assembly to add to the resolution demanding a ceasefire from Israel to demand that Hamas release all the hostages, which it would seem to me is a no-brainer. How do you oppose that? If you want a permanent ceasefire, then why would you not pass a resolution or an amendment to the major resolution that demands a release of the hostages? The people are still being held, and who knows what kind of shape they're in and how they've been treated. The indications are no, guess what? The Hamas terrorists were not exactly genial and generous hosts. They were brutal. And that was voted down. And that's why Austria voted against this resolution. There was also an attempt to include in the resolution, a number of states, a condemnation of the Hamas unprovoked attack on October 7th that killed at least 1,200 people and involved the taking of the hostages. That was voted down. No condemnation of Hamas. This demand for a ceasefire mentions only Israel And I'm proud that the United States was one of the 10 nations to actually vote against it. Meanwhile, is there a permanent, serious, deep divide now between the United States leadership under President Biden and the leadership in Israel under Prime Minister Netanyahu? Well, it's not clear what direction that relationship is going on, but the BBC reported that Netanyahu says that Israel will go to the end, to victory, despite international pressures. His foreign minister says the war in Gaza will continue with or without international support. What does that mean? And what does it mean, the new report by U.S. intelligence, that Russia has lost a staggering number of fighting troops, that over 80% of the people who Russia originally recruited and sent into battle in Ukraine have either been died or seriously injured? 80%! What does that mean, and what does it mean to the chances of Ukraine actually winning this war? We'll talk to one of America's greatest military leaders, General Barry McCaffrey, four-star general, one of the most decorated soldiers, really, in all of U.S. history, if you look at his record. He's also served in the fighting against addictive drugs in this country. And he will be joining us coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And most significantly, we're also going to speak to one of the presidential candidates who is clearly surging right now in her expectations of actually making this a serious fight between herself and President Trump. We're talking about Governor Nikki Haley. And Governor Haley, Ambassador Haley, will be joining us later in this show, together with the governor of New Hampshire, who's been a frequent guest on this show, Chris Sununu. And the Governor Sununu last night publicly endorsed Nikki Haley and is stumping the state of New Hampshire together with her. They will both be joining us later on the Michael Medved Show. And then there is the Hunter Biden situation. Which, look, any way that you put it, I mean, watching Hunter Biden and watching the obsession with Hunter Biden on the part of many, many Republicans, he spoke today, Hunter Biden, and he doesn't generally speak in public, but today he gave a fairly fiery presentation outside the Capitol building. And he is being threatened with the House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan and the Committee of Oversight Chair James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, issued a joint statement that said that Hunter Biden today defied lawful subpoenas and we will now initiate contempt of Congress proceedings. And now, that's a very serious matter for Hunter Biden. He says, I'm here today to basically make it clear that I am willing to testify. But he wants it to be open, not behind closed doors. And the leaders of the House of Representatives, the Republican majority, believe that it should be behind closed doors, that it should not be an open, televised public hearing. Why not? Are they embarrassed about making it, creating some kind of public sympathy for Hunter Biden? I don't think there's any public sympathy for Hunter Biden, or certainly not much. I mean, the guy is a very sleazy, deeply troubled guy. It's easy to feel sorry for him, but his statement today was bold and basically saying, look, I'm right here. I'll come over to the Congress of the United States before you guys go home for the holidays. And the fact is that they're spending all day today arguing about the impeachment inquiry. They're supposed to have a vote done before the evening, sometime after 5 p.m. Eastern time, so right after the show is over here in the Pacific Coast. But the idea that the whole fight takes precedence over aid to Israel and to Ukraine and to attending to the real business of government. We'll talk to Barry McCaffrey about what this means for the future of the war in Ukraine and the Russian costs of that war, coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Home for for Christmas, they have actually already taken care of, thanks to Speaker Mike Johnson, the funding of the government for another couple of months. So there is no government shutdown looming, but there is a lot of stuff immediately that the Congress really must attend to before the end of this week when they're going on holiday break. And one of the things that they're concentrating on is the authorization of two things. Number one is a prosecution of Hunter Biden in addition to the tax prosecutions and the gun handling prosecutions and the various indictments that he's already received. But they want to go after him for contempt of Congress because he was supposed to have testified and given a deposition before today. He showed up in Washington. He was on the steps of the Capitol building. And he made it clear that he was willing to testify before the House committees that are trying to get information about him to support the idea of impeaching his father. He's willing to do that. But what he was not willing to do is do it behind closed doors. He wants a public hearing. And it would seem to me that most Republicans, if they actually want to turn public opinion against Joe Biden, which they clearly do, and it's the middle of the election season, and of course, why not? So why wouldn't they do that by making the testimony of Hunter Biden a public? And that would command a great deal of attention because his story is unseemly, it is sleazy, but it's also very dramatic. But it turned out that he did not show up and agree to the private closed-door hearings that the Republicans wanted. So they were unwilling to set up a public hearing, and so instead of a public hearing, what you got was a little mini-drama of Hunter Biden standing outside the Capitol today, and here is what he said he was trying to do in making that speech to the press and to the American people. Clip 7.
I'm here today to make sure that the House committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies. And I'm here today to acknowledge that I've made mistakes in my life and wasted opportunities and privileges I was afforded. For that, I'm responsible. For that, I'm accountable. And for that, I'm making amends. But I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political purposes. For 6 years, MAGA Republicans, including members of the House committees who are in a closed-door session right now, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. They have ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They belittled my recovery, and they have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father, who has devoted his entire public life to service.
Okay, he also said that he was here to correct the record about what he called the distortions of the MAGA right. More from Hunter Biden with his dramatic declaration on the steps of the Capitol building. Clip 8.
There is no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing. They have lied over and over about every aspect of my personal and professional life. So much so that their lies have become the false facts believed by too many people. No matter how many times it is debunked, they continue to insist that my father's support of Ukraine against Russia is the result of a non-existent bribe. They displayed naked photos of me during an oversight hearing. And they have taken the light of my dad's love, the light of my dad's love for me, and presented it as darkness. They have no shame.
And he went on to say that I'm here today also to correct how the MAGA right has betrayed me for their political purposes. I am first and foremost a son, a father, a brother, and a husband from a loving and supportive family. I'm proud to have earned degrees from Georgetown University and Yale Law School, which is shocking that with all of his problems he got into and graduated from Yale Law School. I'm proud of my legal career and business career. I'm proud of my time serving on a dozen different boards of directors. Well, part of the problem was there were boards of directors for which you had no qualifications, as with Burisma, but that is a different story. I'm proud of my serving on a dozen different boards of directors, and I'm proud of my efforts to forge global business relationships. In any event, this was another Democratic response by Jim McGovern, the congressman from Massachusetts. On the floor of the House today, he was slamming the GOP for giving priority to its impeachment inquiry into President Biden, and with what he considers to be a lack of evidence of a crime. This is Jim McGovern.
It is a sideshow, a distraction from the fact that Republicans have done nothing. They have the wrong priorities. The American people think they are failing miserably, and Republicans need a diversion. So they are weaponizing and abusing impeachment, one of the most somber and serious things that Congress can do to attack President Joe Biden. I get it. They're upset Donald Trump lost. Some of them still don't believe he lost. Many of them are upset that his violent insurrection did not succeed on January 6th. And today they want to finish the job. This is a continuation of their crusade to overturn the election. They've spent a year dredging up every conspiracy you can imagine against Joe Biden. And still, their own investigation, their own members, their own witnesses, their own internal documents all say President Joe Biden is a man of integrity who follows the law. Every single one of their crazy claims has been exhaustively debunked. Yet here we are. The only thing they've uncovered is that Joe Biden is a good dad, that he loves his family.
Okay, there's been more than that uncovered, and real questions about what Joe Biden has said on many occasions, which is very doubtful. He has said he never had any knowledge of or involvement with his son's business affairs. There's evidence that he did. And the idea of arguing about this, especially given the fact that there is zero chance of Joe Biden being removed from office by any kind of impeachment proceeding, given the dangers that America is facing right now in the midst of a very sure-to-be bitter political campaign, do we really need another impeachment crisis? Well, we'll talk about the crisis in Ukraine and what America should be doing about it with General Barry McCaffrey, one of the top-ranking generals in the United States Army when he was serving in active duty. General McCaffrey, coming up on the MedVed.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a CNN town hall in Iowa last night and took as many shots at Donald Trump as he could possibly take. More than 190 governments at the United Nations Climate Conference have agreed for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. He was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. They've also lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%. A Government Accountability Office report says government agencies are already using AI, but there are 1,000 more potential uses for it. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
On the Michael Medved Show, always feel honored profoundly to welcome to the show General Barry McCaffrey. He served in the U.S. Army for 32 years, and when he retired back in 1996, he was the most decorated general then serving in the United States Army. He is also a commentator at NBC News, four-star U.S. Army general, retired with four combat tours, three Purple Hearts. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and part of the JCS strategic plans in NATO Brussels headquarters. General McCaffrey, there was an amazing story yesterday that U.S. intelligence assesses that the Ukraine war has cost $315,000 killed in casualties, lives, not dollars, but $315,000 casualties killed and wounded for the Russian Federation, and that means that some 80% of the people that they initially threw into this war have either been killed or severely wounded. First of all, do you find, as someone who obviously watches the course of the war very closely, do you find this report credible?
Yeah, no question. They literally got clobbered. Their leadership was deeply flawed. They thought they had a three-day walk to Kiev battle coming up. They lost a huge proportion of their most modern technology at the time, tanks, armored personnel, carriers, artillery. The Ukrainians beat them just hands down. However, you know, the problem is Putin doesn't care. The Russian culture and history supports astronomical losses in battle. He's tightened the screws on the Russian people so that he just recently brought online another, essentially, 800,000 troops from a nation of 144 million people. So he's gotten a lot of support out of the Iranians and North Koreans with drone technology in particular and artillery ammunition and missiles. So he now has got a preponderance of firepower and manpower over the Ukrainian military. So it's a very serious situation.
So I think one of the questions that a lot of people who oppose sending more equipment and money to the Ukrainian struggle for survival and independence, a lot of the people who oppose it say there is no credible path for Ukraine to actually win this war because of the preponderance of Russian population and mobilized personnel and even equipment. Is there a path for Ukrainian victory?
No, I think absolutely. We've got to remind ourselves that Russia is a fraction of the Soviet Union's integrated power. You know, technology, resources. They're a fairly small third world nation, except they got a lot of nukes and gas and oil. Their economy's under tremendous constraints, and it's a pretty small economy. I mean, we're talking about the economy of California is bigger. And Putin has now, is dealing with a deeply flawed system of corruption at the very top. I think the problem is, how do we get the Europeans and the United States to have a sense that if Putin dominates Ukraine, 44 million people, 25 million of them flee as refugees into Western Europe, what's next? And what's next is, the next are Baltic states, Poland, Romania, Finland. And U.S. national security is deeply rooted in trying to maintain the second wealthiest concentration of economic power in the world, which is the European Union. So we need to stay with them and support them, and I think they can force him into negotiations if we give him the right technology.
Part of this report on the cost to Russia of the war so far says the Russian army began the war with 3,100 tanks and lost two-thirds of them and has had to backfill that tank force using T-62 tanks that were actually manufactured in the 1970s. The idea of replacing this Russian equipment, I mean, they can't get that kind of equipment from Iran or North Korea, can they?
No, you're right, but he has totally now switched the industrial capacity of the Russian Federation as supporting the war machine. It is astonishing the rapidity with which they have ramped up production in every area. And in addition, I think we're seeing a real dramatic change in warfare to some extent. I mean, they're flying 3,000 and 4,000 drones a week now in battle, reconnaissance, lethal drones, loitering drones. There's an awful lot of ballistic missile technology or pinpoint accuracy. So the nature of this war has changed from a desert storm campaign to something quite novel and different. So it's starting to look more right now, this extended 900-kilometer front, like Verdun in World War I than Desert Storm when the U.S. pulled apart the Iraqi army.
Meanwhile, the war in Gaza, the United States vetoed a resolution at the Security Council and then opposed that resolution in the General Assembly, calling for an immediate Israeli ceasefire. Do you believe that Israel is making meaningful progress in its goal of dismantling the Hamas infrastructure of death?
Well, look, there's no question that the situation in Gaza is an enormous tragedy. We don't have to buy Hamas's figures of 19,000 dead to understand that there's been a devastating impact on Palestinian civilians and their infrastructure during the course of this battle. The IDF now has four infantry divisions fighting in Gaza. Mostly, they now are in control of the surfaced areas, and they're working the underground tunnels. They're trying to recover hostages. I think they're in great peril, and they won't get many more back. They have killed, by an estimate of 5,000 of the 30,000 terrorist fighters in Hamas. They've killed half their battalion commanders. I think they have done such a remarkable job. By the way, they've only had around 100 killed in action in the Israeli Defense Forces, probably 500 to 800 wounded in action. So those who said there might be devastating losses to the IDF, you know, 10,000 killed and wounded, were wrong. They've gone in there and done quite a remarkable piece of work. And the minute you get ground combat power in there, then the impact on the civilians goes down, not up, because there'll be less aerial bombs and missiles. But it's a mess. It's not going to get better. There's no – the day after the war starts, who governs Gaza? The Israelis aren't going to accept Hamas, nor should they. The question is, who can come in? PLO's corrupt and incompetent. The Egyptians, Saudis, Jordanians, where's the pan-Arab, you know, impulse to come in and help? So I think the future looks really bad.
Well, they're certainly challenging, and appreciate your perspectives always, and most of all, thank you for your service to our great country. General Barry McCaffrey, four-star general, and someone who also at one time made great progress in the war against drugs. Another important battlefront for America's future. We will be right back on the Medved Show with more on the fight over survival for Ukraine and for Israel. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a special deal being offered at the Medved History Store. And it's a deal that could set you up with some terrific holiday gifts. One of those gifts, copy, hardcover, signed personally by me of my most recent book, God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. And there's a chapter in that book that is particularly relevant to what we were talking about and what is in the news all the time today, which is the partnership between America and Israel. And it's about how the sense of America and the welfare of this country being tied to the welfare of the Jewish people is something that grew up in this country in the colonial period, long before there was any kind of substantial Jewish population in the United States. In any event, if you go to MedvedHistoryStore.com, you can buy a special autographed copy of God's Hand on America, plus a bonus free lecture on CD, which is our very popular history show, The Secret History of the Christmas Holiday, which also makes clear how much America, despite the fact that we are a recently created country, and when you talk about world history, America contributed a great deal to the way that Christmas is celebrated now all over the world. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, or go directly to medvedhistorystore.com to get this special offer of an autographed book plus a CD edition, compact disc edition, of The Secret History of the Christmas Holiday. Meanwhile, there's no secrets in terms of the very strong drive by Jim Jordan, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and James Comer of Kentucky, who is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. They were responding earlier today to the plea by Hunter Biden, who is insisting, as he has, that his father had zero involvement in his business ventures. Here is what Jim Jordan and James Comer said about that.
Period. How do you respond?
That's not what Devin Archer said. There was telephone phone calls, meetings, dinners, you name it. We know what happened with Burisma in Ukraine in that December 4th through December 9th time frame where Joe Biden goes and leverages conditions that American tax money on the firing of the prosecutor who was looking in to the executives of the very company Hunter Biden was on the board of. We know those facts.
Remember, Joe Biden said he never met with any of these people or talked to any of these people. That was the narrative before we began this investigation. Now we know he met with and talked to every single one of them. So the president hasn't been honest about his associations with these people who have been wiring millions and millions of dollars to Hunter Biden.
Okay, that's the charge. Chuck Grassley, another Republican, former chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. Chuck Grassley of Iowa spoke to Manu Raju of CNN in the Capitol building and talked about this whole question about the evidence against Joe Biden. Listen.
I'm going to take the same position I've taken since 2019, that all I can say is there's some indication of maybe some compromise with China particularly, but I have no evidence of it, and I'm going to just follow the facts where they are, and the facts haven't taken me to that point where I can say that the president's guilty of anything.
That's a pretty strong reluctance on the part of the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. He's now the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee. And there was also Mike Johnson speaking about a video in which he called for greater restraint on impeachment. He was talking to Brett Baer of Fox News and talking about why it is that he now favors and, in fact, is pushing this authorization of an official impeachment investigation when he had been reluctant about impeachment previously. Clip three.
Exactly 4 years ago, this is Representative Mike Johnson.
The founders of this country warned against a single-party impeachment for good reason. They feared that it would bitterly and perhaps irreparably divide our nation. As the next election in 2020 is drawing so close now, and their candidates for president are so terribly weak, they obviously and perhaps irreparably divide our nation. As the next election in 2020 is drawing so close now, and their candidates for president are so terribly weak, they obviously met somewhere at liberal high command about 75 days ago and convinced Nancy Pelosi they had to pull the trigger. I hope and pray that future Congresses can and will exercise greater restraint.
So the moderates in your caucus would say, why not exercise greater restraint now?
Well, we've shown great restraint. I mean, there are a lot of people who are frustrated that this hasn't moved faster, but there's a big distinction. I stand by every word I said in that video. There's a big distinction between what's happening now and what the Democrats do. Those were rushed, sham impeachments. They did it quickly. They did not follow any of the procedures that I just described. We have three committees investigating this and following the truth where they lead, and they have no option in doing anything else. It's Ways and Means, Judiciary, and Oversight, and they've uncovered some alarming facts about the Biden family and their dealings.
Okay, the idea that this was a rushed impeachment on President Trump, which is exactly what Mike Johnson said, that was because the impeachment began when the second impeachment after January 6th. He had only 2 weeks left in his presidency, and it was unclear whether you would proceed with an impeachment after a president has left office. That was one of many reasons that I thought that that impeachment drive at the very end of the Trump administration was a big mistake. As a matter of fact, today Trump is trying to use the principle of double jeopardy to get some of the charges against him concerning January 6th thrown out, saying that he had already been tried on those charges in the Court of Impeachment in the U.S. Senate. And even though a majority of the United States Senate and a majority by several votes voted to remove him from office and to remove him from being eligible to run for future offices, even though a majority voted that way, he didn't get the two-thirds that to try to remove him from office. By the way, just reading up a little bit on the legal basis of Trump's claim that this is double jeopardy, it's not, because the entire impeachment process is a political and legislative process. It is not a judicial process, even though it has quasi-judicial elements, such as being presided over by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, concerning Ukraine aid, which is such an urgent matter, and again, it's tremendously urgent, because if we don't do our part, it's very, very damaging in terms of still trying to encourage our allies in Europe to do their part, for the United States to hang back and to undermine not only the Ukrainian struggle for survival, but to undermine some of the aid that has poured in from Europe. Well, this is Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, on what's holding up the approval.
President Zelensky, I know you met with him behind closed doors, and his concern about funding. Where does that stand, and what was your reaction to what he said?
Well, I didn't hear all of the interview, but I did spend some time with him today, and I told President Zelensky a very clear message. It's the same thing I've been telling to the White House since the day I got the gavel, and that is that we stand with the Ukrainian people, the beleaguered people of Ukraine, and against Vladimir Putin's brutal attack, his invasion of their country. But we have to get our own house in order first. And what I've told the White House, and I've reiterated to President Zelensky today, is that we have to have some clarity. We've been asking the White House for a clear strategy that will allow Ukraine to prevail in this conflict, and they've not provided satisfactory answers. We need
Idea of giving a clear strategy in advance, that's not always the best way when you're confronting a very powerful enemy, to give them advance notice of what exactly you're hoping to do. What we're hoping to do and looking forward to doing coming later in the show is talking to Nikki Haley and the governor of New Hampshire, who has just endorsed her, Chris Sununu. They're campaigning together. We'll be talking to them in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.